About a week ago, our very competent parish secretary, Mary Swiderski, was looking for some clip art to include in our bulletin, which she regularly does. And she was looking for something for Holy Thursday. And as she searched the internet, a lot of what was coming up was referring to Maundy Thursday. And so we had a little discussion of the staff that was around at the time about what does that mean? Well, Maundy is an old English word, and it's not so prominent in Catholic circles, but it's quite prominent with our Protestant brothers and sisters to refer to this day. And it comes from the Latin term in the Missal for what we call the foot washing. The Missal calls it the mandatum. It's Latin. And it is from that term, mandatum, that we get the English word mandate. A mandate is a command or a requirement. And while the actual ritual of the foot washing is optional, what it symbolizes is not optional. Whether we use the traditional story of the Last Supper that was recorded for us by St. Paul in our second reading tonight, or we use the story of the foot washing recorded by St. John in his gospel that we heard tonight, we really hear the same thing. From St. Paul, we hear it twice. Do this in remembrance of me. And from St. John, we hear, as I have done for you, you should also do. And those are not inventions made up by Paul and John. They are quoting the words of Jesus Christ. And because it comes from Jesus, it's not just a nice suggestion, kind of like, well, you might consider doing this, or why don't you give it some thought? It's a command. It's a mandate, if you will. And that's why the Missal calls the example of Jesus the mandatum. So what does all that mean for us? Do this in memory of me. We hear it at each and every Eucharist as part of the words of the consecration. Well, first of all, we are to remember Jesus by celebrating the Eucharist each and every Sunday at Mass. It is the gift that he left us to remember him and make him present. There is no other way to do that. We can't claim to be a disciple of Christ if we don't go to Mass. It is his command, his mandate. And second, when we hear those words, it's right after Jesus says, "This is my body given up for you. This is my blood poured out for you. Do this in memory of me." We can't be like Jesus unless we live for others, to be willing to sacrifice, to give our lives for the sake of others' lives. Unless we do that, we are living only for ourselves and not in memory of Jesus. And if we don't know how to do that, Jesus shows us. He has given us a model in washing his apostles' feet. And as he has done, so we must do. Loving service to others is ministry in the name of Christ. It could be a mother wiping away a tear from her child's eyes, or a friend drying the tears of a friend who just lost their spouse. It could be driving an elderly neighbor to a doctor's appointment, or bringing a supper dish to a person who just got out of the hospital. It could be accompanying someone recovering from an addiction, or compassionately listening to someone in a crisis. It could be regularly bringing food to our food pantry, or volunteering to help at MCO. It could be volunteering to help out at your parish or your child's school, or sharing your faith with children in the religious education program. The model that Jesus left us is to get down off the pedestal that we build for ourselves and stoop to help others. We have two special opportunities at this Mass tonight to symbolize our service to others. The collection tonight will be for the Rice Bowl Project that we participate in each and every Lent. The savings from your small Lenten penances help to feed the hungry throughout the world through Catholic Relief Services. We hope that you are able to help. And secondly, as we do on every Holy Thursday, we will wash feet. And we encourage you to participate in this ritual action, as Jesus has done, so we must do. And finally, after we have done all that, we will be able to approach the table of the Lord in Holy Communion, just as the apostles did for the first time at the Last Supper. The Old Testament book of Proverbs has this bit of advice. If you sit down to supper at the table of a ruler, consider wisely what is set before you, knowing that you are bound to make similar preparations. We receive the body and blood of Christ given for our salvation. We must offer our lives to God by living for others. We can do no less as faithful disciples.